Joe Biden will lay out his vision for the future this week at the virtual Democratic National Convention. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Want some insight into Joe Biden's vision for the future? A good place to start is this ad, where the 77-year-old candidate in his trademark aviators is behind the wheel of a very old sports car. It's a 1967 Corvette Stingray. It was brand new when Biden got it, and it's still in mint condition.
I love this car. Nothing but incredible memories. Every time I get in, I think of my dad and Beau. God, can my dad drive a car. Oof.
Pure nostalgia. But then Biden pivots to pitch his plan to restore American manufacturing.
They're making an electric Corvette and go 200 miles an hour. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. So I'm excited about it.
In many ways, Biden is the ultimate retro politician. He talks about the old days all the time. He's been a middle-of-the-road Democrat his entire career. But now he is embracing some of the most progressive ideas of his party. Virginia Senator Mark Warner, a Biden surrogate, says Biden's vision is a combination of old and new.
Let's take the best of what our country is, that proud manufacturing tradition, that notion that you ought to have a fair shot no matter where you live. Let's marry it with a vision for the future that says we can build the autos of the future that will also save our planet.
Biden calls his vision Build Back Better.
A bold, practical plan that's going to help build a stronger and a more just and sustainable economy for everybody, everybody this time included.
Biden wants big investments in the public health system, in green infrastructure, and in American manufacturing, paid for with higher taxes on corporations and the wealthy. He says he'll be tougher on Wall Street. That's a change from the Obama-Biden administration. He wants to expand Obamacare with a public option and to address systemic racism in policing, home ownership, and federal contracting. Many of his plans are longstanding Democratic Party goals, adapted to address racial inequities and climate change.
When Donald Trump thinks about climate change, the only word he can muster is hoax. When I think about climate change, the word I think of is jobs.
And those jobs, Biden says, will be good-paying union jobs that will help reach his ambitious goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2050. It wasn't always this way. The rap on Biden for most of the year was that he was the candidate of restoration, looking to return to the good old Obama days. But then the pandemic happened and George Floyd was killed, and all of a sudden, Biden, as the head of the party that believes in activist government, was given a new opportunity to recast his agenda with a forward-looking vision of what government should do.
The thing about the American people is we really don't like government as a concept. We do love government, however, when there's an emergency.
That's Elaine Kmark, a member of the Democratic National Committee, and in the Clinton White House, she ran a program called Reinventing Government.
So whenever there's an emergency, the first question is, where's the government? And the first criticism is the government didn't do enough or the government screwed this up.
And that is the core of Biden's argument. Donald Trump thinks government is a swamp. Biden thinks government can be a solution to America's ills.
The pandemic and our response to it, as well as the Floyd events, have really shown us just how ruptured our social contract is. We don't actually think of ourselves as all in it together.
That's Professor Danielle Allen of Harvard University. At first, she was skeptical that Biden could have a vision for the future, but now...
I do think that the Biden campaign has laid out a vision that is about pulling us all together and that does focus on the key elements that we need in order to restore a healthy, strong social contract, where we're pursuing simultaneously the objectives of saving lives, securing livelihoods, protecting liberties.
But others are not convinced yet that Biden's vision of the future is compelling enough to get the voters he needs to turn out in large numbers this fall.
He is not everything that we would want, but we think he has the potential.
That's Reverend William Barber, co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign. He's trying to motivate millions of low-income people to vote. He says that will depend a lot on how Biden explains his vision for the future at the convention this week. Here's what Barber wants Biden to do.
Push the issues that would cause people to see, if I vote, I will get a living wage. If I vote, there will be health care for me and my children. If I vote, the candidates will deal with the issues of ecological devastation. If I vote, somebody will deal with this racist voter suppression.
And that's what this week is about, an opportunity for Biden and Kamala Harris to convince voters not just that President Trump has failed today, but that Democrats will make Americans' lives safer and more prosperous tomorrow. Mara Liasson, NPR News.